So he tells me it can't be my dog because it's a Scottish Terrier. And I'm like, every dog in Hyrule is a Scottish Terrier.
That's true.
Hey.
It is true. That, I never right? thought about that before. And every frog talks. It's weird.
They talk to you too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was just me.
Oh, hey, is that Island Hink from Easy Allies?
Hey! Yeah, I've been sitting at the table with you guys for like 25 minutes. You didn't see me?
We were talking about dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a... They're so fluffy and one thing and one kind of dog only.
And I love the arc that they all jump in. It's beautiful.
And they never like follow me correctly when I give them fruit.
But when you give them flute, that's when they follow you.
I should try that.
That's
in a
fair.
Different game.
In a different game. Which is somehow in the game that we have been playing. Hi. Which is Tears of the Kingdom. A very fantastic game. And Isla, the first thing I want to ask is we were talking about it on, I think it's on our, it will be out next week. It's on the Patreon feed. But basically, Link, with his powers in this game, he's like an invasive species and just can just like destroy everything using nature.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thoughts?
I was actually having a similar thought. I was in Gerudo Town earlier. I don't know how specific. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are playing through it, so I don't want to say things that maybe. Okay,
just
whatever.
Let's just avoid story stuff for
sure.
The most part. That's really it.
Okay. But I was in Gerudo Town, and as you know, like, Link is a Vo, and Vo aren't usually allowed in there, men, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just used a send to get out of an area with a bunch of the Gerudo women in there. And I remember, I thought to myself, do they all just think that Vo can all do that? Just like ascend through rock? Like, they're all like, wait, they can do that? And I thought something similar.
Do we have
to
add this to the curriculum?
Yeah. Have you come across the group of traveling Gerudo that are like talking about talking to Vo?
Yes.
And they're like hyping each other up,
yeah.
But they keep talking about us.
Yeah.
They keep talking about Link.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And then like you walk up to them and they're just like, go like go away or whatever. Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, go who away. Are you? It's like you're describing everything I've done. Yeah.
But you're not the guy. He's not the guy.
No, he couldn't be. He couldn't be.
That'd be too much of a coincidence.
Never meet your heroes, I guess. That's what they say.
Never meet the hero.
Never meet the hero. Yeah, the mythical Vo.
I'm glad we still get to eavesdrop on the gossipy ladies at the bar or lounge or.
Yeah.
I haven't tried to ask them for a drink. In the last game, they wouldn't let you get drunk. I haven't tried this game.
Mm. That's what I love about this is like the passage of time element of it, where it's like, oh, I remember you from the last one. You're all grown up now. Like, it has weird moments too, where I'm just like, why don't you remember me? Like, you mm-hmm. built me a house, man. Like, you don't remember me?
Brian's been asking that a lot.
I finally saw an instance. I think it was Simon and the kids' like schoolhouse that like directly referenced Breath of the Wild. And I was like, okay, finally someone did. Cause I was getting the feeling that maybe they were disconnected, but
yeah,
there's enough there.
There were definitely some moments where I was just like, we know each other directly. And then other people just do remember you. And you're like, okay, well, which is it? Like, do you remember me or not? I guess it's the things that were story mandatory. They reference and like optional stuff. They're just like, eh, maybe you didn't do it. I don't know.
I changed my profile picture to you. We know each other.
Yeah.
I was
You're my favorite
with
person.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. I, speaking of people, like favorite people from the last game, I met Sidon's beard. And I don't know if you've done any Zora stuff.
I haven't yet. No, that's the one I haven't
done
yet.
Okay.
But
oh,
you
I'm
can
sorry.
Talk about it. No, it's fine.
Oh, no. It was just right in front of a statue of Link riding Sidon.
Oh, funny.
And I was just like, honey. I'm so sorry.
I need to find the statue. I think I may have, maybe I've seen the statue. I need to find this.
Yeah, that's where I, like, first met her.
That's okay. Funny.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Because, yeah, like.
She's really nice.
She'd have to be.
Bless her heart.
That's the funny thing with these is, like, some of the characters are so queer-coded, and I'm just like, is this on purpose? Are you guys doing this on purpose or not? Like, how much do you know Zelda
devs?
Or you
just don't know.
Yeah. Or do you just think he's just a fun guy? Like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Androgyny's hot.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, look
at
Link.
It's still, like...
Yeah.
Not to get too like, oh, let's have a serious discussion about this right now, but it is still the whole like Japan, you know, conservative sort of view of a lot of things, and in terms of like just, you know, just gayness in general.
Yeah.
Like they don't outright say it, but they'll still like somewhat embrace certain cultures of it.
Yeah.
But they don't want to actually acknowledge anything sexual about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you can dress however you want, act however you want, just don't talk to me about it. Yeah,
there is a bit more of a choice in terms of clothing in this game.
Yeah,
I don't know if you found any really great outfits, but there's some killer flats that you can wear.
Yeah,
like I love that.
I have a great hat. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it mushroom based?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we've talked about that one.
Okay.
I'm
yeah.
more a fan of the makeup and the haircut than I am the hat itself.
Oh yeah, because you get off. Yeah. I was rocking that exclusively until I got into areas where I had to control my temperature more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why doesn't the flame break armor protect you from desert heat? Like it would, right?
It's I don't know, maybe it's too. Just not as flowy, you know.
Yeah. You get hotter, I guess. You would get very hot in there.
Mm-hmm. Like it protects you from death heat, not like a scorching. I don't know.
It protects your skin, your outside skin, not your lungs.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the issue.
Yeah. Because you would get super heated
in there,
probably.
The wind beating you down. Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's just a sauna, you know?
Yeah.
You're just not catching on fire. Maybe there is an element... Well, if there was a cooling element to it, then yeah, you should wear it in the desert.
Right? Whatever.
These are the questions.
These are the questions. These are the important questions.
These are the milk bar... Yes, these are the important questions at the milk bar.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of milk, and I'm lactose intolerant, so...
Mm.
I'm feeling real weird.
Oh, well... You're having a crazy night, then.
Yeah. It's going to be a long night.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah, I had to work my tab off milking cows. But joke's on him. I know a song that just fills the bottles up, so it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I remember when we had you on before, it was before the game had came out, and we were talking a lot about just, like, with Breath of the Wild, and we were talking about, like, clothing and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I mean, I've collected a lot of clothes, but nothing that comes across as, like, necessarily, like, you would call, like, cross-dressing, right? Like, anything that would be, like, oh, this is suddenly, like, you know, a little bit more flamboyant than what we would normally have, and I've been, like... I've been searching for those things. I'm like, I want some more wild clothing. Like, there's some cool designs, but I want the hat was a good start.
Yeah.
Right? The giant flowing hat. I only wish I'd made a comment. I wish that it, like, increased your stealth. Like, like, ironically,
for a joke,
just made you better at stealth. Yes, but it doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I wish there was an outfit you could get with it, too. To my knowledge, I don't think there is. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, yeah.
Because they took out, or changed, I guess, the way you have to get into Gerudo Village this time, or whatever, because they remember you. more or less. Mm-hmm. You don't have to cross-dress, so... Yeah. I don't know if that's spoiler.
It's
got to
be out there, though.
It could be
out
there.
No, but it's got to be there.
Yeah.
I think there's a shop. There's a quest for, like, a side quest you can do for a shop.
Yeah.
But it involves going to Tarrytown, and we haven't been there yet.
Okay.
I think once that is resolved, I'm hoping that shop opens up and gives us clothes. Because other than the...
Where's
the
that
kind
shop?
Of Nadra. In the main square in Gerudo Town.
Okay.
It's behind... So there's a building that has the front doors closed.
Okay.
And you need to...
Oh, the Vaux shop?
The way I went in was underneath.
Yeah.
I believe so.
So I've been in
there.
Is
that the one we're talking about, Brian?
If you're walking into town from the front, like, entrance, it's, like, the first business on the left.
Okay, yeah. And it's, like, a secret, right?
No, not the secret place.
Oh, okay.
This is just one of the regular stores that would have been there in Breath of the Wild is not.
Oh, okay.
And it's, like, the girl whose mom works in the secret store and her dad... is somewhere else.
Okay.
And
her dad's in jail.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, I wasn't going
to
say it.
No, I've seen him, but I haven't okay, seen the yes. girl. So I have to find this quest because I have done Tarrytown. So I've got.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. As far as I know, they keep talking about that. Sorry.
Wait, ahead. You haven't done. Oh. You haven't
we
done.
We haven't gone there.
I know.
Yet.
I know some things. I'm the only one in our group that knows a couple things about it, and I've not said a single
okay,
word.
Okay, I won't.
So we are just...
I zipped lips. But I will say it's great. And I expected it to take longer to do the stuff. Or to be more expensive. Good. But yeah, it's great.
We're going to do it currently as we, you know... as the listeners are getting this on the feed, we are almost a month ahead. But as we just recorded, we're getting ready to go into Zora's Domain and do stuff in there. And then afterwards, we're going to take a detour in Tarrytown and, was it?
Well, just Nakluta? The Akala region in
Akala. Yeah. So, like,
well, that's where Tarrytown is. And then Nakluta after that?
Nakluta, we haven't said, not official. This isn't official. We haven't decided.
It's not official.
For sure, yeah. Tarrytown.
Have you done the, it was like the beachside town in Breath of the Wild. Have you been down there? It's like to the south.
Not yet. I'm dying
not
to
in
go
this game.
Down.
Okay, yeah.
That was my favorite spot.
Yeah, cool. Well, because that was actually the first thing I tried in the whole game because there were people in the Lookout Landing or whatever. Wait,
Mubs.
Is that what it's called? Where they would, yeah, they were talking about their village having been overrun by pirates or whatever. And I was like, well, I gotta check that out. So I schlepped all the way over there. And tried to do that first, and I was drastically underleveled. I've done it now, but it
did
not work out for me.
How could you say no to Mubs, though?
Yeah, exactly. But that part is marvelous. So, yeah, I kind of did the opposite of you guys. I did the southern thing in Tarrytown, and then I went Rito, hot area, and then Gerudo. Is where I'm at now.
Okay.
We had a vote on our Discord and it ended up leaning by like a point towards going to Gerudo.
Okay.
And so we ended up going through there and that was split between the three others. We did Rito first and then it ended up being Gerudo.
I voted Goron both times and was denied my my desires.
And you haven't done it yet, so you've
done
those
there eventually.
Too?
We did Rito and Gerudo, and I haven't done Zora's temple yet, but I've basically done everything else.
Okay.
But as for our listeners and everything, really, we're just covering Rito and Gerudo. Right?
Okay, well, that's good, because I've done Rito, and I literally just now finished the hives at Gerudo, so I haven't done the temple yet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
how was that?
I liked it. The idea of defending the town was fun. I don't know how much of a difference setting the, like, choosing where to put guards and stuff made. because, you know, yeah, I did it yeah. once, so I have no idea. I ignored all enemies and just tried to kill the hives immediately and then just did cleanup. So they said that they were getting to that Riju was under attack like once, like one or two guys got through. But I figured if I kill the hives immediately, then we're good. I don't know. And it worked. I don't know. But yeah.
It's old gauntlet rules, right? Like you're just making your way to the enemy spawner.
Yeah.
And you just want to make sure you get that done eventually.
Yeah.
But does that make them all go into crazy crawl on the ground mode once you've knocked out all of the...
You know, now that you say that, it must have, because the one that was still alive by me did do that.
But there's only one still alive?
There's only one still alive by me, because I just as I was right. walking out, I just bomb-flowered them as I was walking, and then I just shot the hive, and that was it. And there were, like, a flying one and a crawling one still alive by me. And then by the time I got back in, I, like, saw the ladies clean up the last two, and then it was just like, mm-hmm. we did it.
Okay.
And I was like, cool.
Like I remember so 5 hours ago when Gibdos were scary.
Yeah. Oh, dude, the first time I saw one, I was like, what the hell is that? Like,
okay. And why won't it die?
And why won't it die? I hit it with a sword and I was just like, okay. And I just ran away. Because
The first time I saw him, it was just kill it with fire, and that happened to be a weakness.
Yeah.
I was like, these guys are easy.
They are incredibly easy. Just
fire won't solve all your problems, Jeremy, but this one it did.
But this one it happened to solve.
Happened to, yeah. No, I the first time I saw one, it was like through the mist of the sandstorm, too, and I was just like, what is that? Oh. Like, what is that? It was freaky. I was like, we're going horror now here in Zelda.
Mm-hmm. I would have loved that experience more for sure.
Honestly, game has some creepy elements to it, I would say. Like, I don't know. Some of the stuff, I guess you haven't done that one yet, but there's creepy stuff sometimes.
Okay.
Like the hands?
The hands are
We've talked about the hands.
Yeah, hands are creepy. I've encountered the hands once in a cave, and I was like, okay, I'm not equipped for this, and I ran off. Killed the hands, but then the thing that happens after that happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. Which is the first time you talked about that, right? The thing that happens after the hands.
Did we say specifically on this one? I don't know. Is this going to be this might be the first time that we say the name in the feed, but it's fine because it's going to be like right after this anyway.
Well,
Yeah.
I
go
can
for,
just
let's
say
go for it.
You just said the name, so I can just say that, cuz like that was the first time I saw that name confirmed in game.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
I was confused by that.
Yeah, because like in the story, as I had been perceiving it to that point, no one had said it because no one seemed to know. And then the hands thing, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's that. But
yeah,
did we dance around that effectively enough, listeners, or do you know who we're talking about?
They probably do.
He's got a sword and a bow.
Yeah,
that bow's starting to become worth it to me.
I don't use any of his weapons.
Just
Link?
The bow, because
no, the weapon drops that hand part two.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah, because I didn't.
Hands
I ran
the
off.
Sequel.
I ran off when Hands
oh,
the sequel happened,
that.
So I don't know anything about what it drops. So it sounds like I should kill
it's
one
good
and
stuff.
See what happens.
Yeah.
I
just not don't do it in close quarters. Those fights always suck.
Yeah, I was mostly just like jumping around and trying to like shoot things down at it from above. I had assumed at the time that there was some kind of like trick to fighting gloom enemies or withstanding them, and I know mm-hmm. some stuff now, but not really. I walked in on Brad playing one post game and I saw some stuff and I was just like, okay. I'm leaving.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, censor all of this.
No, yeah, I mean I won't say I won't, you know, but I just saw
no,
it. I was
no,
like,
no, course, yeah.
It's like, oh my god, that's cool, but I'm leaving. Yeah,
One of our co-hosts swears by Dazzle Fruit.
Okay,
that just throwing Dazzle Fruit at them will stun them.
Oh,
which is basically
at the Gibdos.
Yeah. No, at the hands.
At the hands.
Oh,
that
yeah,
makes
that's
sense.
Right. Yeah.
I wonder if you could muddle bud them too. That'd be funny to watch them like quit hitting yourself.
Oh man, that God, I doubt it. But that
why?
But that would be so
that'd
funny.
Be
why have I not tried that?
I need to try.
Like,
I
just
try
at least
next.
Once.
I need to try that. I marked the cave where I first saw it, so I know where one is. I'm gonna try muddle on it later. Just to see.
Brian's
it.
Grabbing a switch right now. You are leading this discussion, Brian.
Oh, hi. Well, as far as gloom clothing, I think my favorite new outfit in the game is the gloom poncho. I don't necessarily like the hat, but I don't have it yet, and I found a better hat anyway. But that poncho is pretty great.
The tunic or whatever, let me see. I think I have that. I don't remember what it looks like.
I think I only have the body piece on that right now.
The pants are pretty good too.
I have the tunic of the depths, but not the pants or the hat. Yeah, it's
the
pretty
pants
fire.
The pants are pretty Nomura. Like they kind of like got some buckle straps.
Nothing
going
but
on.
Belts.
it's pretty good.
It's all belts.
No, I do have the pants, yeah.
Yeah,
the pants. I have the tunic and the pants, and then I have the Korok face on it. So that's
funny.
That's my
but there's
right
no there. There's no Koroks in the depths.
I heard someone say that there were, but I don't know. I think
really?
They were mixing something up. Or maybe there's like one or two that you find that is like, oh, they fell down.
Oh, sure.
I need to find my friend. They fell down that hole.
How did you get a Korok mask? Oh, wait, is that you can put
who
the
did
leaf
we kill for that?
Yeah, I mean it's from it's from Breath of the Wild. It's you find it in one of the chests in the depths.
Oh, okay.
And when a Korok is it was a DLC in Breath of the Wild. But when you're near a Korok, the mask goes like
oh, right. Yeah,
it
shakes
itself.
Yeah.
It makes a louder noise this time because they even it makes like the Korok noise when you're nearby to it. Yes. So that's very helpful in that because I felt like in Breath of the Wild it was too subtle.
Mm-hmm.
So
you had to kill a big boy for that though. I don't think I had to kill anything to get the
Hinox.
There's another what's that?
The Hinox or whatever.
It was a Hinox.
Yeah, I remember doing that now in the DLC.
In this one, It's behind a much bigger foe. They make you earn it in this one. Same thing with the Majora's Mask. They really make you work for that one.
That's a funny...
I want it eventually, but I don't want it now.
That's a funny thing that... And I don't know if you guys have found this so far, but like, I was trying not to like look up any guides or do anything, but then it had been like 30 hours or whatever and I was like I don't have any armor, like I haven't found anything. And so I finally just had to look up a list. I'm like, where the hell is all this stuff? And it's like, oh, it's in the sky and it's like over here. And I'm like, I never probably just never would have done that. Like
Jeremy and I both went to a sky forge and I recently went back there because I didn't find a single thing there. And I was like, this place has to have something. It was covered in Zonai weapons. Mm. I was like, that's cool. Maybe that's all there is. But no, I found it. It's the Zonai, the armor that...
That's the one I want, yeah.
Makes things more...
It makes batteries
efficient.
Better,
efficient.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Makes batteries
so,
good.
Yeah, it's like over by Kakariko. Like we went there
forever ago.
And I was like, there's got to be something there because Tegan was talking too. It was like, Tegan found that that shirt and like was like, oh yeah, I was wearing this, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't have that, and I should be able to have that. Where is that?
Yeah, it felt weird because it felt like there was, and I think honestly, it's a symptom of something I've noticed in myself. With Tears of the Kingdom versus Breath of the Wild, and I think it is purely like a sequel thing where it's like because I know this world from the first game, this version of Hyrule, you know, my drive to explore was so intense in the first one, and in this one is much less because I know I know partially what I'm going to find. Like, the joy in this one is see how things are different, you know, and see, like, the weird sky and depth stuff. But, like, have you found that too? Like, I found myself having to be more directed in my activities in this one, whereas in Breath of the Wild, I would kind of just, like, point a direction and play for 7 hours, you know? Like...
I feel like that I get what you're saying. It's harder for us in that way because we intentionally go by region.
Okay.
We tell our group, this is the region we're exploring. And so we say, we give ourselves boundaries that we try to follow. And we only do the things in there. And so for me, I know I will get into a new region. One of the first things I do is I go down in the depths.
Yeah.
And I get all the light routes because those are obvious. Those are easier to tell. Or I'm gonna be like, there's a light route off in the distance there. That'll tell me there's a shrine up above.
Right.
I'm going to mark all those. Then I go up to the sky because there's just a couple little islands up there.
Yeah.
Sky is kind of disappointing, honestly, just given how little there's actually to do up there.
I assume.
Then after all that's done.
I'm about halfway through the game too, kind of. And I'm kind of hoping that there's more to the sky than meets the eye.
Yeah.
But who knows?
I was hoping, more things would be, like, going up to the sky throughout the game. Or that we would be causing things to go up. But,
there's room for DLC up there, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Plenty
of
room.
Put a bunch of islands for DLC.
Plenty of room, indeed, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing, and I don't know if you've seen it, it's not story, but you remember the labyrinths from the first one?
Mm-hmm. We've talked about those. Yeah.
They're like floating now, like portions of them, and they're horrifying because they're filled with hands.
Yeah,
and I'm just like, well, that's cool. Like the notion of that, where like things have just like ripped up into the sky, and like I thought maybe throughout the game things would be getting ripped up into the sky more, but it seems pretty stable. They do some fun stuff sometimes where you like I worked real hard to get over to a thing in the sky and then it fell the second I touched it, like the whole thing with me on it, and I was like, oh god.
Yep.
And then I couldn't rewind.
One of them falls all the way down to the depths. If you're on one of those falls all the way down to the depths.
Oh wow.
If you're it just happens to be over a chasm and you can ride it all the way down.
Oh, that's fun. You don't take fall damage on if you're riding a thing, right?
I don't think so.
I heard grab there's armor that negates fall damage, and I'm like, I should find that.
There's a bonus. Is, yeah. Those are nice, though, because they all show up at, like, diving challenges.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, it's the flying gear that negates it?
Yes.
Glide, yeah.
Oh, I have all of that. I have all
that. You have to upgrade it twice, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's probably it. Okay, that's why I haven't seen
it. I
believe that's new.
I upgraded one set of armor twice, and it didn't have a bonus, and I was like, oh. The minor one does, though, and that's fun.
Yeah. Wait, what's that one? What's the bonus on that? I forget.
You leave glowing footprints. So, like, you can look behind yourself and be like, oh, okay, that's where I was. And they, like, light up a little area around them, kind of. It's cute. Oh, the minor armor, though, when it's full brightness, sometimes it's a detriment, though, because I'm just, like, trying to find light routes, and I'm like, I can't see past myself. Mm-hmm. I'm too bright. Like, it's just total darkness now around me, except for right where I am. So sometimes I just have to take it off.
The first time I made a brightness potion and like tested it out, it was the same reaction. At first, I think maybe now that it is maxed out, it's more bright than I need. But at first, I liked the minor suit. But
yeah, it's good because
that poncho.
It just makes you Dark Souls, you know, you just emit a glow like a Dark Souls character for no reason.
That one's cool. I keep dancing around it, but like, have you gotten the Midna hat?
No.
Jeremy?
No.
Is that down there somewhere?
No.
I think that's under like Nadra's mountain.
There's a few spots. I've unlocked all the light routes over there.
Over by Hateno.
I haven't spent enough time looking over the map and being like, oh, this is a thing I should investigate. So there's still some stuff over there I need to do for sure.
I fell into a giant lake and was like, this is different in the depths. I think it was probably the first giant body of water in the depths that I found.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen water and down there, really. That's cool.
Yeah, I was like, what? Okay, this is new. and yeah, lo and behold, that was somewhere around there. And that works as a gloom hat.
Oh, that's cool.
And it is delightful because it completes my set. I'm not going to wear the like plague mask that they give you for the cone hat or whatever.
Does it work for the set bonus? Is there a set bonus for that, or is it just...
There probably is. Oh, I don't know what it is.
Apologies if you guys can hear this jazz that they're playing downstairs.
I like jazz.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Is it Clarence Thomas and Thicky Bridge?
It's just live jazz. Clarence, I can't tell.
I hope it's not.
No, not Clarence Thomas. What was it? I can't remember. Clarence Thornton. Is it Clarence Thornton and Thicky Bridge?
Yeah, there's a throwback, maybe, or throw forward. I can't remember.
That probably also the Patreon episode, or no, that was what came out today.
Isla, what's your fighting style?
In
this one,
usually I fuse things to arrows and shoot them at things, and then just whack them with whatever I'm holding. It's very my combat style in this is incredibly haphazard, I would say. It's just like kind of whatever I've got and I do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That is pure role playing game.
Yeah.
Right? That is you using the tools that were given to you in your journey.
Yeah.
That is role playing.
And I learned from Breath of the Wild. This is actually something I kinda like about these two games, is that I don't grow attached to a certain type of weapon. Like me in every other game, you know, like I have the weapon I use and I ignore everything else. I mean, I have a Blades of Mercy tattoo, for God's sakes. Like, you know, but Breath of the Wild, because you have to, is like one of the few games where I'll use any weapon type. I'll use fast weapons, slow weapons, you know, I'll use them all. Usually it's just because it's the next one on the list and it isn't broken yet. But yeah, fusing arrows is what I usually do, like if I can.
Nice.
Yeah, just dropping in on something and
mm-hmm.
like or I'll let them fight it out for a bit, but I'm usually the whole time just picking them off with with arrows.
Yeah. I find that freeze works incredibly well on a lot of people. And then like freeze and then bomb flower. yeah. And like when I was in a pinch, perhaps in a pirate area, and I was way out of my league, I ended up just kind of fusing pretty much everything I had. And I was like just fusing like Lazaphalos or whatever, horns and like all kinds of random crap. That works okay, but elemental stuff works way better, I think. Oh man, not really related, but you know the skeleton bokoblins or whatever? They have a different name, but you know what I'm talking about?
Stall coblins? I don't
know.
Skeloblins,
yeah. Whatever.
I don't know. Skeloblins, yeah.
Dave.
Yeah. One time I was using an arm as a weapon. And I kept wandering around and I'm like, what is that sound? And it turned out it was the bone hand on my back just like constantly grabbing.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what is that?
Clacking. I like when you fuse it to something and it just like grabs it.
Oh, I haven't done that. That's
right.
So funny.
If it's the base, it's just an arm holding whatever you
just holding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so clever. That's gosh, great. This game. It's really
those,
good.
The, like two moblin arms work in a pinch for Lynel fights because if you hop on their back, that weapon doesn't break and you can just wail on them with the most fragile 50 plus weapon.
Why doesn't it break? If you're on their back, it doesn't break?
It doesn't count against the durability.
You're stuck in the animation. It's probably just like a programming thing they didn't think about.
Well, like, yeah, it was in Breath of the Wild, and so I figured they would fix it, and no.
Dude, that's great.
So I just keep, like, the biggest, strongest weapon around and only use it in that instance.
Dang. Good to know. How do you get on their backs? Mm. You just, like...
Shoot them in the face.
Okay.
Although you can drop in on them in this game.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you hop in on this guy... Also, if you do some frame-perfect bullshit... you can like cheese and hop on their back, but it's garbage.
It's not like Dragon's Dogma, but... where you can just get on there,
just jump on its face with your full body,
just crawl. Although you can climb everything else, so why not?
Why not,
Nintendo? You cowards.
I just want to tame one. I want to take him to the stable.
Yeah, recruit.
Yeah,
I was so sad. I got a skeletal horse in the depths off of an enemy, and I was like, I was like, can I register this? And the answer is no.
Yeah,
there are skeletal horses on the ground,
but they won't
register.
But they still won't. Yeah, but you can get a funny interaction.
I guess I haven't tried in this game.
Had it. No, yeah, because I had it up on the ground. Yeah. It wasn't in the depths. I've gotten them in the depths, too, but I had them in the ground, and then I was like, great, I can register this now. And I went there, and the guy was just like, ooh. So I was like, okay. Sorry.
I didn't try the bear that I took a ride on, either.
You can get on a bear?
You can get on a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Tell Huber.
Oh, my God.
A bear. I think you can ride a deer.
I tried to come up behind, like, one of those moose or whatever. And it just kicked me and ran. So, yeah.
I don't know. I haven't tried the moose. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, I haven't been successful with the moose. I have tried. But
it wasn't in Breath of the Wild. But then I was also thinking about the fact that the dye shop guy had you take a picture of ostriches. And he asked you to take pictures of a few things that you can ride. I'm wondering, maybe they've added it to the ostriches. But I don't know. Probably not.
I wouldn't hold my breath, but that
I
would
want
be
a tauntaun,
great.
Jeremy. Yeah, don't poo-poo my tech. Dreams.
Yes.
Which apparently, have you heard this news? It's chocobo, not chocobo. It's melting my soul.
Not in our region.
Yeah.
As long as I can.
Over here, that we pronounce it chocobo.
I've always said chocobo, but I guess since it's voiced in 16, it's chocobo.
Oh.
I'm just like,
they have had...
That sounds like bad direction.
Yeah.
They have said it
both ways.
They've said chocobo in previous Final Fantasies. They had to. There's no way this is the first time they've said chocobo.
It seems impossible to me. But Blood acted like it was the producer. We just found out. And I was like, huh?
No, that producer in the booth needed to lean into the mic on that one and be like, do that again, but right this time.
I mean, but Tidus and not Titus. And
we
Zidane
just
or whatever.
Went through this with...
Well, that's why the producer's there for when the voice actor goes, but it's Titus, right? And they're like, no, it's Tidus.
Yeah.
And it's also Chocobo.
Do that again. In this, we do run into, it's pronounced Gerudo, not Gerudo, Gerudo.
Oh, yeah.
Because they all say that in this game. Urbosa said Gerudo in Breath of the Wild, but everyone in this game says Gerudo.
Gerudo. Yeah, so there are a few words in this that I was happy that they voiced them. Because I was like, Gibdos is my guess, but is that what we're going with? And it's like, okay, yes, all right, great.
Yep.
Jibby-doos.
Oh, no, we're being attacked by Jibby-doos.
Attacked by Jibby-doos. Call Jebediah, the Jibby-doo patrol. Oh, God.
I'm just going to keep saying it. I'm mad that they are not huggable mummies. That's all. I want to give them
the Jibby-doos?
Yeah.
Classic Jibby-doos look like plushies.
Know. Can you build like a sexy skeleton outfit out of their ribs? Because that seems like it'd be a cool like corset or something.
That's true. They are very skinny. They have a cone shaped.
They are, yeah.
A reverse cone shaped.
They are very
body.
Skinny because of them only being bones.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're really going for
I'm
it.
I'm talking about the. Yeah.
They're really going for it. Fine.
Do you have a favorite thing that you fuse, like other than the utility items or?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Besides, like, yeah. Ice choo-choo jelly and bomb flowers. I must confess, I need to
bloom seeds.
I'm very utilitarian when it comes to fusing, so I'm mostly just like I do it in a pinch, and I don't think about it too hard. Like sometimes yeah. I'll fuse like you know a flame emitter to a shield or whatever and make a flamethrower shield, but like I haven't gotten weird. And I feel like I should. I feel like I'm missing out by not getting weirder. Like I need to build more weird stuff and like do all that. I know people are making like quantum computers and everything in the game, but I'm yeah. like I made a failed motorcycle that turned into a four wheeler because it fell over and I got tired of picking it back up.
Nice.
Yeah, I haven't gotten too crazy. I figured there's all the time in the world to. To try weird stuff and but I don't understand all the pieces yet.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
Do you have did you get the thing that I had a question, but I don't know if you've done it, and I don't know how to ask it without being spoilery.
If it's not in the Goron area, or the jungle, we've probably done it.
It's in the depths. Okay. It's another ability, basically.
The auto build?
Yeah, auto build. Okay, cool. Yeah, so...
Yes.
Yeah.
The auto build part, when you first get it, and the guy is like, the Yiga clan guy is like, I need this amazing power to auto build, and then does like a much cooler version of auto build like 8 times during the boss fight you fight him in. He's just materializing yeah, right. jets and stuff, and you're like, dude, you already have a better version of auto build. What are you
How
doing?
Did you...
Ludonarrative dissonance.
I fought Koga.
I didn't think about that. Wow. Yeah.
Today, I had a fight where, yep, that was what was going down. Yeah. I'm just like, you guys, what do you you keep going on and on about this power I have, and yeah. you do too.
Yeah, and it's arguably yours is better, and this isn't even the coolest power I have. Have you seen Ascend? You guys could do crazy things. Well, they could teleport, so whatever. They're gods. The Yiga clan is insane.
And they have a good sense of humor. They love bananas.
Yeah.
They're great at disguises.
They seem loyal to each other.
Yeah.
They got to learn how to take an arrow to the face, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a arrow-proof. Mask
though to be
help.
Fair most of yeah. us can't take an arrow to the face so
most
That's
of
true.
Us
can.
Yeah
we're not all monsters and moblins
yeah
yeah no I'm down I would much rather hang out with them they seem like they're having a good time
yeah
just flying around in circles or
I haven't followed you know. That path to its conclusion yet like follow I've fought him like twice I think but I haven't gone to all of the, this is something that's been so odd with my experience with this game. And I think your guys' approach is probably honestly better because you it's more focused. I keep like, I'll play for hours and then be like, I'm enjoying this, but I'm kind of bored. And then I'm like, I should probably like, you know, do the story, like do something actual instead of just like dicking around. Like, but I'm so easily distracted in this. And, like, when I picked it back up after being distracted by Diablo for a month, I was, like, out in the middle of the mountains, in the middle of nowhere. And I was, like, I remember having a reason to be here, but I cannot remember it at all. And I, like, looked around, and I was, like, there's nothing here. Like, what's going on? And I just left. I was, like, I don't know what's going on. But, yeah, it's a weird game. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like usually in video games I don't have to remind myself to actually play the story like do the actual thing as much as I do in this.
I like that the game doesn't because you were saying like are there different you find yourself like not exploring in the same way.
Yeah.
And I think I'm still just stumbling around in it. I don't know if it helps that somehow the map is upside down to me. Because when you started in the Great Plateau in the last game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And like I felt like I was looking forward at the castle.
Yeah.
And then we kind of started with our back to the castle in this one. And so like it, I don't know.
I haven't thought about that, and I hadn't experienced that. So hopefully you didn't just incept me with that. But like, you're totally, I totally understand what you're saying. Yeah.
It feels kind of weird looking, like trying to spatially place myself.
Yeah.
Sometimes in my head, but yeah, I still have fun stumbling around it and finding pantsuits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm having a blast. You know? I honestly think that your guys' approach probably makes exploration easier to handle psychologically, because it's like, explore this quadrant, you know? And I'm like constantly being pulled in every direction. I'm like, I need to discover everything right this second, and I need to be doing everything at the exact same time. And then I just sit there doing nothing because I'm like overwhelmed. By the possibilities.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
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 Because by the end of the, you know, the recording, like, for the last 2 days, my Link has been, like jumping at the boundary of the next region. I'm like, I've done all I want to do right now here. Like, I could go find Koroks, or, yeah, I could, like, even further crawl around the map or whatever. But, like, no. Like, let's go. I want to get to the next... I want to go.
Your guys' Path of the Hero will be like scan lines of an old printer, just like meticulously filling in every area at a time.
Well, so that's the thing. For me, yes, you are right in the way that like I also have that issue when I'm just playing a game for myself in big open world, is that I get distracted by things and I never finish it.
Yeah.
And because we say... you need to go to this region, but not only that, you need to go to this town and you need to do these things. I have this motivation of being like, I need to find the person and get done with the main quest. And once that main quest is done, then I'll go and explore like freely all around. And so but then at the same time, I end up just teleporting back to other places then, because I'm like, oh, I have this ability now, so I'm going to go do this. And then my hero's path is me constantly just teleporting.
Oh, yeah.
Like teleporting one place, going a little bit, and then teleporting to a different place. I'm like, no, I don't actually have some cool ability that opens this up now. Let's go somewhere else. Let's go do this.
This is a small thing, I really appreciate in the loading screen when you teleport that it shows where you were, and then you go boop, and then it shows where you're coming in, and you're like boop.
Mm-hmm.
Small thing, but I really like that.
Yeah, that's a really nice touch.
It is great. No, I love it, because there's times where I'll teleport to a thing, and then it'll give me a closer view of it as I'm loading, and it just sort of reminds me more of where I'm going, because I'm really big on the maps, on the cartography of it, and so
I generally like the map in this,
is great. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Well, all right. if you had one super hot trick to, or just life hack to really throwback term right there.
Yeah.
Like what's your biggest piece of crazy advice in Tears of the Kingdom?
God, I gotta think. I want someone else to tell me a better life hack than clawing it whenever I run. Because run being on the top button is so annoying to me. But I refuse to even look if you can change the controls.
I have it on B.
Okay.
So that it's right next to my Joy-Con control stick, and I can do both at the same time.
Maybe I,
for whatever reason, they
jump.
Let you swap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do let you flip it.
I put jump to the
bottom.
Just
those two buttons.
Yeah, I put jump on the bottom because I'm like, I'm not jumping on the top. That's bonkers to me.
My friend and co-host Brad over on Need for Speed Running went out and bought a Switch controller that had little paddle back back paddle buttons.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's just like, this run is not doing it for me.
Yeah.
And I need it back here.
I actually just got the PlayStation Edge controller because of Diablo. I got tired of hammering X and square constantly, so I got them on back paddles. And just, I doubled X and square so I could just do it that way too. Ah, life hack for Tears of the Kingdom. I mean, you got me on 2 days of playing after a month off. So I would say I've been true to one horse since the very beginning. And I have a real emotional bond with this horse. The first horse I ever tamed is very wild. So it doesn't control very well, even though our bond is maxed out. That's not a life hack. It's just like something that I am doing.
Love your horse.
Love your horse.
Appreciate your horse.
Yeah, appreciate your horse.
Remember that you have horses.
Yeah. Yeah. It's easy to forget in this game. I don't remember. For sure. Horses.
I definitely did the same thing as in Breath of the Wild, where I spent a lot of time on horseback early on.
Yes, yeah.
And then as I understood more of the game, I got away from that.
Yeah, it's all porting all the time now, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
but Butt Spots is still out there being a good boy.
Even in it's so funny if during like a mission or whatever, someone's like, "Meet me back over here," and it's like pretty close. I just teleport. I just teleport anyway.
Yeah.
Instead of walking over there, I'm like, I can see you, but I'm just gonna teleport. Yeah.
It's not fast, but I find myself going to the towers a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of times where I'm just like, I'm just gonna go to the tower and I'm gonna launch myself up.
I do that
and
a
I'm
lot
just gonna
too.
Fall down to wherever I need to go.
And
I know it's not faster.
And it doesn't. You
like,
don't ever get the.
It's easier.
I never get the distance that I think I'm going to get, though, doing that. Because I do that all the time, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go on this launch tower. I'm going to get way over there, and I don't quite get... Maybe the glide suit makes you go farther, but, like...
It does.
It does? Gosh darn it. I need these suits.
Well, I'll use Tolan, and then...
Yeah.
Kind of... Well, I also have a bunch of... stamina potions on me if I really need it, but
when I first thing I did when I started back up after I booted up in the middle of the mountains and I'm like, why am I here? I was like, okay, well, I'll use this tower and drop into the depths over there because there was like a depths chasm near me, and I was like, well, I haven't been over here in the depths, I'll check it out. And I did that, and I like used the gust thing to get forward, and I ran out of stamina from the gliding like right as I went into the chasm.
Oh, no.
And so I just watched myself fall through this entire chasm forever.
A lot of time.
Yeah, it was like Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. Like, they were just falling forever. And then I was like, well, I'm going to die. But I happen to have a fairy. So I was like, hey, all right, it worked. I was like, I'm going to have to do all of this again.
All right.
But I had a fairy, so I was okay.
That is still my favorite visual in the game, is just... popping a fairy, like hitting the ground, popping a fairy and standing up.
Yeah, he just stands up, like, he's like, okay. Dusts himself off, basically. Like,
Jeremy's been saying this whole time that this is like the funniest game like he's ever played. And like, I tend to agree. It's hilarious.
I have said before that the Soulsborne games were the funniest games ever.
Yeah.
Because there would be just so many times where it would intentionally trick you.
Yeah.
And you would be like, you know, taking your time doing all this. And then some skeleton guy just comes behind with a knife and is like,
yeah.
And then you're dead.
Yeah.
You're like, and that's all it is.
That's a joke. Yeah. Like an intentional
joke. That's
the
joke. And it's hilarious. It is the best slapstick.
There's just nothing quite like watching your ethereal, super-powered sage friend get completely wiped out by a giant enemy and go flying out of frame. And then just like, this is great.
Yeah, he does really just kind of... And then the little music, the game over music. No better punchline than that.
Mm. Well, the bartender's out of... He told us to leave, but he's out of the room right now, so I'm going to reach over and grab a bottle of milk for us to go, and we'll get out of here. And
cheers.
Good luck on the being lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
But thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
If you want to run through your pluggables,
oh sure, check out,
feel free,
check out Easy Allies, slash Easy Allies on everything, or at Easy Allies, patreon.com/Easy Allies. I'm at Isla Hink, a lot of hidden letters, ISLAHINCK on whatever. I'm iHink on Instagram.
Yeah, what are you on right now?
I'm iHink on Instagram and Threads. Twitter as of this recording still exists, and I'm Isla Hink on that, but who's to say how long that has.
Yeah,
not on Big Sky or whatever.
Hooray.
The hell yet.
That ain't gonna, no one's gonna care about that. No,
yeah, what,
no.
What,
two weeks
you're not skeeting yet.
Is that what they do on there?
Oh, God. We don't need to talk about that.
All right. So, hey, thank you so much for stopping by. This was a lot of fun. I don't know. break something on the way out.
Hell yeah.